Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
You. Mitch Orbison from the Sydney Roosters is on the phone. Mitch, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mate, look, 303 games, but I think what the most beautiful part about it is, mate, you know, that club has such history. So many household names have gone through that system, yet you've played more NRL games than all of them.
Yeah, a bit, bit surreal for myself, really. It's obviously seeing the names come before me, and Rico and Minnie, and I spoke to them during the week, and I spoke to Minnie saying that I was honestly, I was a bit embarrassed about it all, and he said, "No, mate, not at all. You know that I've worked hard and I've earned this right," and I took that on board and was really proud to achieve that milestone with two guys that are in my corner, hoping that I got there.
You've achieved so much. What do you think this is going to mean to you down the track? You know, like you're sitting having a beer on your balcony in 10 years' time watching the Roosters, knowing that you're the most capped player. Mate, what's it going to mean to you?
Yeah, Gordie, it's a really good question. I know that it's going to be really, really special to me. I know that I love this club and what it means to me, and the hard work that so many people in this club and myself have put in, and just really thankful for the opportunity to be able to play there. And I'm not sure what it's going to be, what the feeling's going to be like, but I'm looking forward to getting there on that veranda and having a beer and looking back and hopefully showing the kids some old tapes and saying that I was a part of something really special and a really special club.
Talking about old tapes, and, you know, we were talking about your career in the first hour, and I find it amazing. I played one position all my life. I had one job to do. I had to nail that one job. But yourself to play centre, back row, you know, at a pinch, jump in and play a bit of dummy half, playing the halves or whatever. What's your mindset from Thursday till, you know, Saturday night kickoff or whatever to make sure that you tick all those boxes and, you know, what position you're going to come on and, you know, be scared not to let your teammates down?
Yeah, it took me a long time actually to work that out. I think when we're younger, we're pigeonholed into the position, and coming through that, you know, I knew that for me to stay in this team with my skill set, I had to make sure I could be versatile, and whatever position that I did play, I had to put my own spin on it. I couldn't be the person who was there. If I was going to play hooker, I wasn't going to be a Jake Friend, or you know, I was going to be 5'8", I wasn't going to be a Luke Keary, or, you know, I had to put my own spin on it. And I felt really confident in that, in my skill set as a footy player. And I go out every week and during the week, make sure I'm ready for each position. And then when Robbo says, well, at the last minute, I need you to go to centre, or I need you to go to hooker, or whatever it needs to be, that I'm confident and I'm prepared and I'm ready to go. And that's how I've taken on for the last, you know, 14 years.
Mitch, congratulations. You're an ornament to the game of rugby league and also to the Sydney Roosters club. Can you give us an insight into what was going through your head when you were running through that guard of honour of all the Roosters players last night?
Yeah, it was probably one of the most special things of my career up to date. Robbo sort of told me during the week, he said, we're thinking about doing this. And to be honest, I said, oh, no, thanks. Like, that's crazy. But yeah, I'm not sure I want sort of that attention. And he said, nah, mate, we're going to do it. And I stood up at the, you know, under the sheds, and just as the guys went out, and I had a moment, and yeah, had a bit of a think about my late old man and what I needed to do for this game and my family. And then running through that guard was, yeah, like I said, something I'll never forget. Guys that, from Craig Fitzgibbon, who I played with early days, to Bood, you know, to guys making, you know, their second or third game. It's just, there's a lot of history there. And just so thankful they did that, and thankful that we got a result.
Talking about the history, was there ever a moment in your career when you're sitting there, you're at the dining table with your late old man or your wife or whatever, and you get an offer from another club and there was a chance you were going to leave?
Got it. Not really. I was pretty straight with my manager, letting him know that my first priority was the Roosters, and if, you know, they didn't want me, then I'd have a look elsewhere. But luckily, that sort of never came to pass. Right. It was really important to me to be a one club man, and you know, probably a couple of years into my my deal that I wanted to finish. I knew what this club meant and the history it had, and knew that it demanded success and that it was going to get the best out of my footy. And I didn't know that it'll help me become a better man being there, to be honest. And I'm really thankful that I did stay and learn off some great leaders there. And yeah, really thankful that they wanted to keep me, and then I worked hard enough to stay.
Who's the best player you've played with at the Roosters?
Oh, I don't think I can. Come on, mate.
No. Hey, mate, there's Roosters fans driving around. Listen, there's three Roosters fans driving around in their Range Rovers at the moment trying to find a park down at Bondi at their favourite coffee shop before they have their espresso martinis. Want to know?
Yeah. What a great Sunday afternoon that sounds like. What else is unbelievable? Mate, no, honestly, there's no way I could answer it. I couldn't do it justice. There's, you know, guys that I've worked really hard and played unbelievable footy and have led in different ways. And there's no way I could answer that question. But there's a lot of people that I admire that have worn the jersey before me and respect so much.
Okay, well, give us your top three, top five.
Oh, I don't think I could fit them into top three or five, buddy. I don't, like, there's been so many great players there that I've loved and loved watching growing up. And yeah, there's you're not going to get it out of me, mate. There's just no way I could give you an answer.
You are the ideal team man, aren't you?
What about Mitch? When you started out your NRL career, did you think that you would still be playing in 2020?
No. To be really honest, I don't think anybody when they start out, you know, thinks they're going to play 300 and something games. And as a footy player, I don't think you can look that far ahead either. There's so many different things and curveballs that can happen, injuries, form, whatever can happen. But for me, it's been week to week, it's been year to year, and it's every time you put that jersey on, knowing that it maybe could be your last, no matter what game it is. So take that extra 5 minutes when you look at it in your, you know, in your locker, and appreciate what it is, appreciate what's come before you, and play with your heart on your sleeve, and play like the other 2,000 guys before you have.
You've won three premierships already with the Sydney Roosters. What would it mean to win a fourth and also become the first club since Parramatta back in the 80s to make it a triple?
Yeah, it'd be so special in sort of my last year to finish that way. We know what it sort of takes to get there and to win it, and it's a hell of a lot of hard work, a hell of a sacrifice. So we're in the middle of doing that now, getting ourselves set up for the back end of the year and really excited for it. Everybody, you know, the semi-final football is just another level up, and it's awesome to play. The games are so hard and fast, and it's what you want to be. As a footy player, it's what you want to be involved in. So really excited that's around the corner and we can go after another shot.
Who's the side to beat with the last eight teams standing?
Seven other great teams, Gordy, that are anyone from, mate, from anywhere.
Mate, you're sitting on the Great Wall of China, not a fence.
I love it up here, mate. The view's beautiful on the Great Wall.
Hey, Mitch, talk to us about how. So you played your first grade game in 2007, and you talked to us about that. You know, that tradition and all these wonderful people that you've learnt from at the Roosters and played with. But how did it come to be the Roosters? Did you go from Ballina to the Roosters, or were you at one of the Sydney schools? How did that all come about?
Yeah, so I was on the North Coast playing some schoolboy football, but we just, I think, won before a New South Wales trial, and I think it was in Kempsey that we were playing, and on the hill was Big Artie Beetson in a fold-out chair and his Roosters kit, and he was probably eating a couple of pies up there, I reckon, the big fella, but he came and spoke to my parents after one of the games, and I had no idea who he was, but I know my old man and mum were a bit like gobsmacked that he'd come up and had a chat, and was a lovely guy. And, you know, there was an offer there for me to, while I was still at school, I was on a scholarship with the Roosters and then had a chance to come straight down after school and play in the Jersey flag, and sort of the rest is history from there. But yeah, just with Artie, he from then on until he passed, he would always remember my mum and dad's name, come up and say g'day and ask how they were going. And I thought that was sort of the mark of a man that, you know, he didn't have to know that. He didn't, you know, he didn't need to, but it was something that I'll never forget. And he was a great man.
Mate, what about where to from now, though? I mean, you've played 303 games. You're not about to to retire. But when you give up playing in the NRL, will you stick around the Roosters like Fitzy did, like get involved in coaching or take on some sort of an ambassador role? Or would you like to spread your wings and do something else that you haven't had the opportunity to do?
Yeah, I think early on I want to, or there's an opportunity for me to work at the club. The role yet is not totally worked out, but I know that I want to be involved in this organisation. It's taught me so much, and I want to know from a business side of things how it all works and runs and be a part of that and help drive the success of the club. That's my sort of short-term goal after footy, and we'll see where that takes me. But I know that I want to be involved with the next generation of guys coming through too, to instill a bit of the Roosters culture in them and hopefully, you know, create a bit of a dynasty with these guys, the new guys coming through.
All right, mate, we'll let you go, and we wish you all the very best for the final series. And, I mean, I think it doesn't matter what club you follow, to play 303 games for the one club in the current rugby league environment, mate, you're a champion, and we wish you all the best.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.